This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More U.S. troops are heading to the United States-Mexican border to support President Trump's immigration crackdown. The Pentagon confirming it's deploying an additional 2,100 troops. There are currently about 4,500 troops at the border. President Trump not backing away from attacks on four minority first-term Democratic congresswomen at a rally in North Carolina last night. Trump called the congresswomen radical left-wing ideologues.
They want to demolish our Constitution, weaken our military, eliminate the values that built this magnificent country.
The Labor Department says first-time unemployment claims last week were up by about 8,000 to 216,000, a few thousand more than analysts were expecting. And this is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody, and I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
The Democratic National Committee is sending a security alert to 2020 presidential campaigns, warning them not to use that new Face App thing. The popular smartphone app has been trending lately because of the Face App challenge. On Wednesday, the DNC security chief sent an alert saying Face App was developed by Russians and that they have, quote, significant concerns about the app possibly having access to all of your photos. A tragedy in Japan, nearly 2 dozen people killed, many injured in an arson attack at an animation studio. The suspect poured some sort of fuel around the studio and then set it on fire. Despite worker strikes and boycotts, Amazon Prime Day was a big success for the online retail giant, customers purchasing about 175 million items over the two-day sales event, more than last year's Black Friday and Cyber Monday combined. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The CDC says the number of drug overdoses in the United States has dropped for the first time in 3 decades. There was a 5% decline in them last year, and that's the first drop that's been seen since 1990. The number of fatalities caused by opioid painkillers had a significant decline last year. However, the number of overdose deaths by fentanyl and methamphetamine continue to rise. There is a multi-state E. coli outbreak, and USA's Wendy King tells us what we have to watch out for.
More than 20 people in 7 states have gotten sick with E. coli, and the CDC's Colin Basler says ground bison is to blame.
At this point in time, it's only ground bison products. So people are eating bison burgers in restaurants, but we have some people who reported purchasing ground bison at grocery stores.
He says nearly 50% of the people who have gotten sick ended up in the hospital. The ground bison was from Canada and was distributed across the United States. Consumers should check their freezer to see if they have any of the recalled bison, and if you order bison at a restaurant, make sure it's not rare and thoroughly cooked. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And San Diego Comic-Con kicks off today, the premier destination for pop culture fandom, a four-day convention expected to draw over 100,000 people. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And to do that, we got to start pursuing the truth and involve some critical thinking, ladies and gentlemen. We're kind of a little bit lazy here, you know. We just kind of go along to get along. And meanwhile, you know, things are overwhelming our senses in such a way that they have you questioning your own reason. You think, well, what happened? I mean, did I sleep too long and all of a sudden the world changed and reasonable things went out the door and now we've got to accept that which is unreasonable? Well, speaking of which, we got Gregory Wrightstone back with us. Always great to have Greg with us. And he is the geologist that believes in climate change, don't you, Greg?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
And I believe in the many benefits of rising temperature and increasing CO2, which many of your listeners have never heard.
Right, exactly. So, again, I want them to understand that you are a geologist, you're a scientist, and you've studied this, what are we talking, 3-4 decades now?
You're making me sound old, yeah.
I'm going
4 decades.
Hey, we're going to the Yoda. You are the Yoda of climate change here. So I got to make sure here that people understand that we're not talking to some young pup that just all of a sudden got elected to Congress and didn't know what she was doing and just decided to live theoretically and drive everybody nuts here. So you know from when she's talking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying here. So here it is. All right.
Climate change as it does.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That was a bad Yoda, so I'm sorry.
No. It's okay. I think some people got that. But if you didn't, you can get the tape and you can listen to it over and over again.
I won't do it again.
Yeah, right. So, so climate change is a reality. That has happened. The issue is it, you know, how responsible is man in all this?
Yeah. As you know, I do accept the fact that CO2 is increasing. It's mostly due to our increases in burning of fossil fuels, and that's increase in CO2 necessarily has a small warming effect on the Earth and the Earth's temperature. But those forces are greatly overwhelmed, in my opinion, and based by the science, in the same natural forces that have been driving temperature up and down since the dawn of time. And in fact, the big thing, and I'm writing my second book now, and the big focus on this is to disprove this notion, and it's really a basic building block of the catastrophist, the alarmist there, is that our current temperatures are unusual and unprecedented.
Mm.
And as you said, I'm a geologist, so I put things in the longer-term perspective. And we need to put what's happening today, it's warming. It's warming in fits and starts. It's been warming in that warming trend for over 300 years. So we need to put that in that longer-term perspective to see how that compares to the past warming trends. And the other three big warming trends since actually civilization arose all look very similar to the warming trend we're in now, and all ended up being much warmer. And the big, big, big untold story is that all of those other much warmer periods were hugely beneficial for humanity.
Yeah, see, that's what's being omitted. That's what's being omitted from the conversations, that they don't want to talk about this. You know, and, you know, to your other point, you get all these alarmists coming up, whether it's, you know, Al Gore. Prince Charles is chiming in, as you know. He warns now that we're at an 18-month climate tipping point, and, of course, that's after the 100-month deadline expired. So, like, all these alarmists, you know, whether we're talking about Jesus coming back or, you know, which nobody knows, but some want to insist that they have inside information, and they make these claims. Well, they self-invalidate because they make claims that are not proven. You know, it's how much longer, how much more stuff do you want to hear from Al Gore and others, and now Prince Charles, that, you know, make these outlandish statements covered by the media like as if it's gospel, because it's the new religion of the 21st century. And, you know, nobody challenges it. And afterwards they say, well, you know, what is this? You know, the king's wearing, or the prince in this case, is wearing no clothes. He's butt naked. He has no credibility.
Oh, yeah. And it's fascinating, too. And again, an addendum in my next book will be a long, and it's getting longer by the day, a long list of these past failed predictions, and probably leading the list is one that was made in 2005 by the UN, where they predicted by 2010, again, this was in 2005, that by 2010 there would be 50 million climate refugees. And at that time, they provided a map of the most at-risk islands. Of course, these various islands would be underwater because of rising seas. So, of course, 2010 came, and I took a look and captured in my last book what the population difference was on those at-risk islands, and population had boomed. People were moving to the islands instead of fleeing from them. But that didn't stop the UN from making the same prediction in 2015. They predicted again 50 million climate refugees by the year 2020, and I'll let you guess how that might turn out here in about 6 months. Well, I think we'll go back and look at, again, population increasing on those islands with people moving from the cold weather to those sunny, warm islands. And then there's just today, or yesterday actually, was a study, scientific report that looked at these islands, these atolls in the Pacific, showing that rising sea level causes actually the islands, the gravel and things wash over during storms, and they actually add to the level of the islands. The elevation of the islands actually increases with rising sea level.
Yeah.
Because we know that during these past warming trends, these islands, water was much higher than it is today. In fact, if we look around the Mediterranean, there are forts that were during Roman times that are now well inland. They were those were up against the ocean at that time, but now
exactly.
They're many kilometers inland.
Yeah. This messes up their whole theory. I mean, well, let me ask you this, Greg, because you know all this stuff, and but you would think, you know, whether it's the UN, you know, Prince Charles, Al Gore, I mean, all these other people have been talking about this for so long. I mean, you know, climate change and the threat of it. Has there been any causal relationship? Has anybody done anything to move the needle to say they at least have some control over this, or are they just blaming the United States and Donald Trump? Because if only the United States was all in, then we could affect the tipping point in the other direction.
Yeah, that's the other big untold story is what if we did reduce our CO2, what would it do to the temperature? And what we did was we have a smartphone app.
I love it, by the way. I got it. I love it.
Well, we just added what's called the Magic Simulator. If you go up to the contents page, you can click on Magic Simulator, and you can then plug in various percentages of CO2 reduction, and you can see what that does to the temperature rise averted. And this was all done. And what I like about this, and I disagree with the models that I used in there, but what I did was use their exact same models that were developed by the National Center for Atmospheric Research under funding from the EPA. This is their data and their numbers, just to show how little temperature rise would be averted.
Right.
And it's incredible. That's one of the big untold stories.
Yeah, without a doubt. We got to go to break. We got more from Greg Wrightstone after this. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking Inconvenient Facts here on Bill Martinez Live.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I mean, this is where critical thinking is encouraged. Hey, we're grateful for Gregory Wrightstone being with us. He's the author of the book Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. And, of course, he broke the news today that book number two is coming out soon and very soon. You know, I understand. Look, at with all the conversation and, unfortunately, everybody's a scientist these days, Greg. Everybody has an idea about climate science. And, of course, you know, we can be thankful for generalities. And it's surprising because this is from the world of science. And I got to think, scientists that somehow allow themselves to be associated with any kind of statement that says 97% of all scientists agree. I mean, if I was a scientist, I'd be yelling and screaming and just saying, hey, enough of these lies. I mean, you can't get 97% of the scientists in a room to agree that the sky is blue. How are you going to get them to agree on anything at that kind of number?
Yeah, and I devote an entire, as you know, in my book, I devote an entire chapter to that. And I've got, if you go to the website, inconvenientfacts.xyz, I have a page devoted to it, and I've got it. If you go to the blog, that really just takes down this whole argument. And it's really based on this, I'm not even going to mention his name, who he is, because I don't want to give him credit, but just a horrible, horrible study that he did, and that's the basis of it, and it completely distorts scientists, what they think and what they've written. He would include me in that 97% consensus. He includes anyone who believes that CO2 has any warming effect on the atmosphere, which I do.
Right.
Just don't think it's that great. And right. He would include, I would be part of that 97% of scientists, and it's been just horribly misused. It's not what science is about. Science
right.
is not about consensus. It's about argument, actually. Normally, what they've done is stood the scientific process on its head. Normally in science, we come up with a theory. We say, oh, this, I think it's going to be this. Mm-hmm. And then you test it. That's your hypothesis. You're testing it. If it,
right.
if your hypothesis fails the test, then you have to alter your hypothesis or throw it out completely. What they've done in this case is not come up with a hypothesis. They've come up with the finding that this is what it is, and then we need to make all the tests agree with our finding.
Right.
And there's a lot of science that disputes this notion of man-made catastrophic warming.
And of course we need all your money, all in the name of fear. We need UN money, we need any country's money that we can get our hands on that will go along and be affected by all this fear-mongering, and this way we can tap into this this new frontier. I mean, the gold is in them thar hills, is it not?
Yeah, and it was exposed last week. AOC's chief of staff, Chuck Robardi, as is his last name, he actually, in a Washington Post interview, stated in the interview, he asked the interviewer, well, you don't really believe this Green, and he was the architect of the Green New Deal, by the way, you don't really believe this Green New Deal is about climate change or environment, do you? He asked the interviewer.
Right.
He says, it's about fundamentally transforming our economic system. That's what it's about. So he admitted what you and I have talked about before. That it's not at all about climate change, and it's about fundamentally transforming. He's going to finish what Obama started.
Exactly.
Fundamentally transform our economic system, and that's their goal, is to take down the process and what's been successful in this country for hundreds of years and replace it with what we know has failed time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
But that's their belief system that they want to impose on us.
And look at their strategy. Their strategy is typical of other, you know, ideas in the past. You know, you come out with this big, incredible lie, and if you can get any kind of foothold whatsoever, then you begin to progress through the process. It's the new Green Deal that they're talking about. That's not going to end up here tomorrow. But is that the trajectory that the coming generations will have to deal with that is going to cause and cost trillions of dollars in order to affect, which is, it's in a sense, it's a Trojan horse, is it not?
Yeah, it is. And it's what they're trying to do, too, is it harms, what their proposal will do is actually harm the poorest across the world the most. There are, any of these proposals that they're doing will necessarily raise energy costs on everybody, and the poorest among us are hurt the most by rising energy because they pay a higher percentage of their meager income on energy than what do the wealthy. And we've people, it's estimated somewhere between 1.6 to 4 million people die in early death every year because they're still cooking over dried dung and wood in their homes.
Exactly.
Lead to emphysema and lung cancer and death. And these, for the most part, women toiling over these in their homes, they're destined to more generational poverty and death. And when, what they're doing is they could be, we could elevate these people, save them from these terrible conditions by providing them with things that AOC wants to ban.
She
wants to ban things like compressed natural gas or propane for people to use in their homes.
Mm-hmm. Why is the Pope, of all people, you know, here he is, a Jesuit, who's very... you know, mission is the heart toward the poor and the unfortunate. Does he not understand the consequences of this kind of these kind of policies?
Correct. I believe that. I think he's obviously. I'm not going to say the Pope doesn't care. I think the Pope cares deeply. The problem with the Pope is he's, forgive me, but uneducated on many of the facts that we've talked about many times on this show about climate change. He's there's so much that he doesn't know, and there's so much that he knows that just isn't so.
Right.
That's the problem. It's a combination of the two. Mm. It's there are things that he thinks he knows, but are factually incorrect.
Well, if you're surrounded by people, and if you're surrounded by an echo chamber and people that insist on this, you know, on these types of effects, and you know, climate change, you know, man-made climate change, then you know, what's your conclusion? I mean, there does not seem to be any opening or consideration for the antithetical viewpoint. Even though, I mean, he should, from a standpoint, just even from a spiritual standpoint, realize, because you have people who are prophets within the faith, and they are easily qualified by the actuation of their prophecy. If it doesn't happen, they're, you know, they're disqualified. And so in much the same way, these climate prophetic statements that are made, whether it's from Prince Charles or others, Al Gore, they've invalidated themselves. They're not authenticated because it is not so.
Yeah, and if your listeners would like to get a good, strong Christian biblical perspective on climate change, I'll recommend, you know, Calvin Beisner.
Yes,
well.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
The Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation is cornwall.org. I'd advise going there. They've got he's got a great new book out that I've just received a copy. It based on the population, why increasing population is not the problem that it's spun to be. So cornwall.org is the organization. I'm a contributing writer there. You can see some of my commentaries there. So there, he provides a great perspective showing that that what we should do as Christians would be to use all of God's resources, everything, for the betterment of mankind. We need to use fossil fuels to lift people up out of generational poverty. That's how you help the poor.
Exactly.
By providing reliable, abundant, low-cost energy for people, not making it more expensive and driving, and do it as good stewards.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the key here. You're a conservationist. I'm a conservationist. We're all basically environmentalists.
Mm-hmm.
We want the best for everybody and the best for the environment.
Exactly.
We want to do it wisely.
Well, it is our responsibility. Well, Inconvenient Facts is the name of the book, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. Gregory Wrightstone has been with us. Greg, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you.
You go to inconvenientfacts.xyz. Got some great blogs and things there, plus links to my video. Don't look at any other ones. How the witch hunts in Europe
exactly.
related
hey,
to climate.
Download the mobile app, too. You're going to love it.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More U.S. troops are heading to the United States-Mexican border to support President Trump's immigration crackdown. The Pentagon confirming it's deploying an additional 2,100 troops. There are currently about 4,500 troops at the border. President Trump not backing away from attacks on four minority first-term Democratic congresswomen at a rally in North Carolina last night. Trump called the congresswomen radical left-wing ideologues.
They want to demolish our Constitution, weaken our military, eliminate the values that built this magnificent country.
The Labor Department says first-time unemployment claims last week were up by about 8,000 to 216,000, a few thousand more than analysts were expecting. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Always great to have you along with us. You know, it's, summertime, okay? So what do we do with the kids? All right? So is there something that we should do to prepare our kids? Make the most of the summer. And why not, make one of the goals? Let's do something about financial independence. You know, developing positive personal finance skills early in life can lead to long-term fiscal stability and success. With school out and summer in full swing, Bank of America's April Schneider is going to be joining us. She's got tips to help us parents take advantage of this moment in time to better prepare our children for financial independence. April, welcome to the show. How are you? Oh, okay. Maybe she's not here yet. Okay, we're still trying to get connected here. But as I mentioned, you know, summer is here, and for millions of parents who have children who are working summer jobs, preparing to head off to college, or simply hanging out, like I said, it's an ideal time to help our kids get savvy about their finances. So April now is with us. She's the head of consumer and small business products with Bank of America. April, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Lots to talk about here to make the most of the summertime to prepare our kids for some, true financial independence. And you have a plethora of ideas. So what's the first thing I should do when preparing my child to manage their money?
Well, I would say the first thing is talk about them. And you can't talk too soon about the basics of money management with your child. I also make it fun. and lighthearted so that your child will want to stay engaged and want to take it to the next step and want to manage their money, not you do it for them. So I'd say three things. Make it simple. Explanations don't need to be complex. So right. Money comes in, money goes out, and the timing of when the money comes in and goes out does matter. So things are going to need...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so I don't need to deposit 30 years of my previous bumblings and experiences into my child all in one fell swoop, right?
No, I would have them do it, have them manage it, and you could talk to them about it because Gen Z is, you know, they're well known, really loves advice and guidance, and while they're very tech savvy, they love to take what they learn but talk about it specifically with parents and family and friends. So I say take this advantage, especially in this downtime in summer months. If they're at the pool, you got them in the car, you're having the family vacation. Have a conversation and say, hey, as much as you're using these other favorite apps of yours, get the banking app as well and check your balances. Check your bank account. How much money do you have today? It's a great way to engage as a family.
Right.
And you're slipping in these little learnings, you know, with them and having that great engaging conversation. But at the same point, they're getting financial independence. And that's going to be a skill set that no one could take away from them. They're going to have their entire life.
You know, April, sometimes you know what's embarrassing is that you learn from the kids. You know, they're going, hey, did you know you, Dad? You know, did you know the banking app had to? Nope, I didn't. I didn't know.
They'll teach you the tech. You teach them about money management.
Yeah, isn't that incredible? I love that. You know, and we jumped quick into having a bank account, but let's talk about setting up our children's first bank account. How do we do that?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, ask questions. Ask a lot of them, and I could give advice on a couple things to ask. So, you know, are there account fees? Will there be account fees on my child's account? And how do they work? So have the bank explain things like what we would call monthly maintenance fees or even potential overdraft fees that may apply to a child's account.
Mm-hmm.
And why would they? And then do you have to keep a certain amount of money in the account to avoid these fees?
Mm-hmm.
And then as we talked about, is there an easy-to-use mobile banking app? Because remember, this is really important to staying connected to the features and benefits of your account, the balances and spend.
Mm-hmm.
And then are there ATMs nearby? And you might say, well, April, you just talked about how important it is to have a mobile app, and my kid's going to use a debit card, so why do I care about ATMs? Well, they're still likely going to need a little cash from time to time, so ATMs are important. And then if they are heading off to college, having them on campus is even more important.
Exactly.
And then if there's a student-specific account or student fee waiver, great. And incidentally, Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance banking account allows students to bank without worrying about all, you know, a lot of these things I just talked about, overdrafts or non-sufficient funds fees and no maintenance fees for eligible students under 24, which is exactly the reason, main reason that Money recently named Bank of America the best bank for college students.
Excellent. Well, and when you're having this meeting with the bank and you're asking these questions about, you know, fees and all that, you recommend the child be there too. So this is an educational process for them to understand how this works, right?
Absolutely. And the first, I mean, a lot of times, you know, students and parents like to research online, which they could do at bankofamerica.com, you know, student-banking, research the account, get to know it a little, and then go in and have the experience in a financial center or banking center, because then you could experience it firsthand, and then you could do everything on the mobile banking app. It's a great way to kind of have that in-person touch and then have all the technology that you need afterward.
Exactly. And you know, and plus you're hearing from an expert. And I what I see happening, and I saw this happening with our kids, is that it really empowers them, doesn't it?
It does. Because, again, things like savings and understand, you know, banking and your inflows and outflows and just general budgeting it's a life lesson, but then it's a core skill set that you'll never lose throughout your life. And as your life becomes more complex, you know, you might have a vehicle or a home over time, you're really going to understand those core budgeting skill set that is just going to come second nature to you over time.
Right. And part of that budgeting is saving, right? Want to start
it
saving.
Is. I mean, you could start saving in, you know, the single digits in your life. I mean, you get gifts from family members, first communions and things like that. So you could literally get a savings account with a co-parent or a parent co-signing, single digits in age. So there's no magic number to it. And I would say bring a child in, get the account and how establish those savings behaviors early on, and then even savings goals. Like if someone wants a video game or sneakers or whatever it is, they could start to do that, make it small and attainable, and make your child feel like they could do this. Make it motivational, because it feels great to succeed and hit that next goal. And over time, they're going to know what it feels like to save for a spring break trip or, and eventually, a home. At least
exactly. A deferred gratification is a good thing, isn't it?
It is. Exactly.
Isn't that, that's kind of like the first step of cutting the ties, you know, with our kids. It's just, you know, is that they know little of deferred gratification in some cases. And it's a shock for them when they get out and realize, what do you mean? I don't have money in the account. And, you know, this starts to help them realize that, you know, it's up to them. It's not going to be up to the ATM of dad or mom, right?
But they may end up appreciating those sneakers all that much more.
Oh, without a doubt. That's one of the immediate things as you find out is how they take care of those sneakers when it's their money as opposed to mom or dad's money.
That's right.
And your advice about credit, because that's the thing, you know, especially kids going to college. I got to tell you, I was surprised how my daughter, she was solicited with credit card companies. And, I mean, it was nothing for her to get a $3,000 credit line. She had fairly good credit going to college, so it was easy. But, I mean, it was like, and I go, whoa, you need to be careful here with this, right?
Well, yeah, I would say, you know, $3,000 in credit line versus using a $3,000 in credit line are two different things. So I'd say building strong credit history, it takes a long time. Mm. And a credit card could be a great tool for building that history and managing expenses, provided that it's used thoughtfully and responsibly. So my general advice on it is teach your child to use a credit card for things like planned purchases. So, for example, if your daughter was going to go out to lunch and pay for it, you know, in cash or immediately anyway, and she said, well, let me use my credit card, what I would recommend, pay off the balance on time and then full.
Right.
Otherwise, you might get fees or interest charges, and then that lunch costs that much more.
Exactly. And then all those points that you thought you were getting are vaporized, right?
Yeah, she's paying for points, basically.
Right.
So, and what people generally don't realize either is there are other impacts to having, impacts to credit is way before that is it may impact abilities to rent apartments or be considered by potential employers or influence even things like car insurance rates.
Exactly.
That happen way before I'm going to get a car loan or a home loan, because what the credit's all about is willingness and ability to repay. So if you use credit wisely, it's a great tool for students to begin to establish those great long-term responsible credit behaviors and say, hey, I have that $3,000 in case of an emergency.
Exactly.
So really, it's about establishing long-term behaviors.
Well, we got to call a wrap on it. April Schneider, head of Consumer and Small Business Products at Bank of America. Where can they go for more information? Is it bfa.com? Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts, and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know what this means. The music coming on. We're going to Hollywood, California, live and direct. The movie guy we're talking
to. Bill Martinez, live.
Steve Evans joins us. He's got the latest on the movies, and Spider-Man still numero uno, huh?
All right, Spider-Man Far From Home, number one last weekend, making about $45 million in this week in this country alone, $858 million worldwide. It's huge. That's just the last 3 weeks or so, so it is doing
well.
Wow.
Wow.
Toy Story 4, that was number two, making about $21 million. It has made $781 million worldwide so far. I mean, these numbers are just huge. Crawl, now not quite as huge, $12 million. It was number three. Stuber, number four. And yesterday, rounded out the top five. I've talked about that movie before.
Oh, I saw that by your recommendation. That was terrific. I loved it.
I did too.
It was so precious. Like you said, yeah, a little bit of surprise at the end, all that good stuff. But very, very cool. And imagine, I mean, you know, I was telling my wife, I go, it would have been Coke. Coke came out first, not Pepsi. And but obviously Pepsi had a hand in that. So
yeah,
interesting things that suddenly the world doesn't know anything about. And here he is, including cigarettes, you know, and you're thinking, hey, you know what happens? Did we jump the gun here, you know?
Very cleverly portrayed. And, you know, I mean, it's a wild premise, but it really works. And as luck would have it, last weekend I had a chance to see Paul McCartney at Dodger Stadium. It was really, it was something.
He was a Dodger. Well, I'll tell you, one of my favorite concerts, this was at the Forum. Remember when they were using the Forum?
Yeah. Right.
And that was one of my favorite concerts was he was there. And this was at a time, Steve-O, when he just started feeling comfortable playing some of the old Beatles music. And it was such a thrill because this was with Wings and this was when Linda was still alive. And so they did about 40 minutes of Beatles and the fans were going ballistic. They were just nuts.
He's amazing. I mean, he's 77 years old. And you know, he comes out, you know, about 8:30, played for 3 hours straight. I mean, he just gets up there and rocks.
Exactly.
It's amazing. And then there was an encore and he brought Ringo up.
I was going to say, were you there when Ringo came out?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. And, it was a mini Beatle reunion. So, and you know, you realize this guy could be on stage all night because he has made such great music for so long over the years. It's really something to see. Well, we have a couple of movies coming out this weekend. Of course, one big movie, and you can understand if studios want to stay away from this weekend and not launch their movie against something called The Lion King, which is a lot of people have been waiting for. This, you realize it's been 25 years since.
I couldn't believe that it had been that long, Steve. Wow.
And, of course, that was an animated film. It made about $750 million worldwide back in 1994. Then it became a Broadway play, one of the most successful plays on Broadway ever. It's 6 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and it's still there. You can still see The Lion King, as well as touring companies around the country. And now they're doing the remake. And this is, they say, technically, it is marvelous, really something to look at, beautiful. I mean, Disney is taking this as an opportunity to show off all their CGI animation technique. This is computer-generated images, and a lot of it is just hyper-reality. I mean, it's just astonishing to look at. Mm-hmm. However, some of the critics are saying, it's not getting great reviews, which is interesting. About 57% are recommending. And here's the deal. This is, as I read some of these reviews, some of the critics are saying they are really trading realism for feeling. And this is what they're saying. They're saying that these CGI animals look real. I mean, this is, like I say, these look like real animals, not animated animals. And the original, of course, were done by anime. The original was done by traditional animation techniques.
Right.
And so when you're drawing an animal, you can make the animal's face, you can give it human emotion and human, it can express human emotion. And also when they're talking, they can act, look like a person talking as an animal. However, if it is a real animal, and real animal's mouth is not designed to form words, and their faces don't express human emotions. So they're saying this is kind of a different take, and as a result, they're saying that the movie, a lot of critics are saying it really lacks the dramatic soul of the original.
Interesting. That's what I was going to ask you, is that, the difference that there will be in 25 years later. And, in a sense, this is kind of, leave it to Disney, to find a new frontier to travel in, right? Because, right. I mean, if this works, this could be, this is the future of animation, is it not?
Well, absolutely, it's the future of animation. But as they say, Hakuna Matata, because it will do well. They're saying it probably will open at about $150 million in this country, maybe $450 million worldwide this weekend. It's already made over $50 million in China, where it opened for 3 days. So this is
so all those critics that had their doubts after the weekend will say, hey, Hakuna Matata.
They will say Hakuna Matata, right. In case you're unfamiliar with the story, this is about Simba, which is Swahili for lion. He's a young lion who's to succeed his father, Mufasa, as king of the Pride Lands. However, after Simba's paternal uncle, Scar, murders Mufasa, his father, Simba is manipulated into thinking he was responsible, flees into exile, where he ends up traveling with a mercat and a warthog, grows up with these guys, and he returns to challenge Scar to end his tyranny and take his place in the circle of life as the rightful king.
Exactly.
Of course, the music is terrific. The music, the original music written by Elton John and Tim Rice. I'll never forget, a little quick story. I was with Showtime, and we were over at a big sales conference over in Phoenix, and they brought in Jeffrey Katzenberg. This must have been 92, I guess. Dude, we'd just done a deal with Disney, and they brought him in to talk to the troops. He was running Disney at the time, and he says, cool guy. Comes out very relaxed. He says, hey, look, I want to show you a little something about, something we're working on back at the studio. He brought this videotape of the pencil drawings of the opening scene. Now, traditional animation begins with pencil drawings. So this was the pencil drawings of the original scene with the circle of life, and he plays this for the group, and we were just blown away. I mean, it was the coolest thing to see it. And the opening scene still is a terrific scene. And mm-hmm. how cool to be able to grab that and bring it out of your bag and play it for the group, right?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, with pencil drawings and move the emotion. But I'll tell you, you talk about the perfect marriage, as you say, with Elton John and Tim Rice and the Imagineers of Disney coming together. I mean, this truly was a layered experience that captured the senses like nothing before, right?
Absolutely, and it launched an amazing franchise. There you go. It's out there this weekend, The Lion King. Not the only movie. We have a couple of others to talk about. Very interesting documentary here by Cameron Crowe. Now, Cameron Crowe is the guy who did Almost Famous a couple of years back. He also was a writer for the Rolling Stone magazine. He has a movie out called David Crosby, Remember My Name. Now, of course, everybody knows David Crosby. He was a part of, you know, some huge groups, the Byrds, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young made great music, Sweet Judy, Blue Eyes, Our House, and all that. Not a good guy by his own admission. And that's what's really kind of crazy about this doc. He was not a nice person, and he says in this doc, my dad always told me it wasn't about fame or fortune, it was about the friends you have. And he said, no one, all the guys I made music with over the years, none of those people will even talk to me now. Not a one.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, that is a sad situation.
Well, we knew there was a lot of infighting with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, especially with Stephen Stills, because he had a rough patch there for a while. And, you know, he and Graham Nash, I mean, they got in some celebrated arguments and, you know, where hey, my bodyguard's going to kick your bodyguard.
It's
out of control.
But yeah. They made great music.
They sure did. And Crosby, if you remember, I'm trying to think who the artist was, said that Crosby was, in essence, he was the standard for humanity.
Really?
Yeah, and it was a female type. And and I'm trying to remember, it wasn't Judy Collins, but it was, oh, gosh, and it'll come to me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll call you. And 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll let you know. But, yeah, I remember her saying that, and I can see her face, but I can't find her name here right now. But anyway, that she saw him as the epitome of humanity. Oh, gosh, Emmylou Harris, was it? It might have been Emmylou Harris.
Yeah.
Because they were all hanging around, remember, and they were talking about having each other's babies and whatever. You know, it was crazy.
It was it's an interesting look at a life in music, though.
I bet.
We Remember My Name out this weekend. So a couple of others, but I think we're probably running against...
No, we're okay. We got about a minute and a half yet.
Okay, good. There's a movie called Rosie, which is an Irish film, and this... The Traitor will break your heart. Check it out. 96% are recommending. This tells the story of a young mother trying to protect her family after their landlord sells their rented home and they become homeless. So over 36 hours, Rosie and her partner John Paul strive to find somewhere to stay while shielding their young family from the reality of the situation around them. And it makes you appreciate the fact that if you have a roof over your head and some food in the fridge, how lucky you are.
Oh, I bet. Oh, absolutely. That is
powerful, powerful movie. And then The Art of Self-Defense, we talked about that last weekend. 84% are recommending this movie starring Jesse Eisenberg, who was Mark Zuckerberg in A Social Network. He plays this guy. He's attacked at random on the street, enlists the help of a local charismatic sensei to learn the art of self-defense. It's a very dark comedy, but very funny. 4% recommending The Art of Self-Defense out this weekend as well.
Wow. Hey, we've got some good choices here. I mean, if the lines are way too long for you, as they probably will be for The Lion King, you know, lots of options, not to mention you can catch up. And if you hadn't seen yesterday, you will enjoy it. That was really special, and I'm glad you recommended that to me. That was great. We had good fun with that one.
Good.
All right, buddy. Hey, look, we'll see you at the Cineplex. You know how it works. Large popcorn, light on the butter, man. Lots to choose, and we'll see you there. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
You got it, buddy. Here he is, the movie guy, Steve Evans, direct from Hollywood. Oh, we love it. We love his weekly reporting. Stay with us. We've got more coming up right here on Bill Martinez Live.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the